Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Let us pray. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt make this portion of thy holy word clear to our hearts, to improve our faith and our love for thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith is invisible. The only way you can see someone's faith is by what it produces, by the works. St. James' point is that in this epistle. Some people see a conflict between James and Paul, but they're talking about two different matters of theology. There's no conflict in Scripture. That's the cardinal rule of interpretation. If you think you've found a conflict in Scripture, the conflict is with you and not with the Bible. St. Paul says, a man is justified by faith alone without the deeds of the law. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. If you think that you're saved by your works, he says, you've fallen from grace. This is Paul, a theologian. He's given a theology of how your soul is justified before God. When you, as a sinner, without offering any work whatsoever, come to Jesus humbly in repentance and put your trust in him as your Savior, he imputes to you his own righteousness. And your sin is imputed to the cross. So when James says a man is justified not by faith only, how does that not contradict Paul? Paul is addressing people who think that by their works they will be saved. And he says, no, it's by faith alone you're saved. James is addressing people who think they're saved because they claim to have faith, but they have no works to show for it. There's no Christian life to show for it. This is all about evidence. When I was on the Candidates and Credentials Committee of the Presbytery of New Jersey, I used to ask candidates, what role do good works play in salvation? And they would invariably say, no role at all. And I would say, and their heart's in the right place, but I'd say that's not exactly correct. Good works play the role of evidence. They don't provide salvation, but they are the evidence of salvation. And that's James' point here. Show me thy faith, he says, without works. You can't do it. So it's all about the evidence of justification before men. Paul talks about justification in the eyes of God. James is talking about justification in the eyes of men, which you can have only by the evidence of a Christian life. Now let's begin with verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a man can say he has faith, anybody can say that, but there's no Christian life as evidence, can that kind of faith save him? The apostle says we're justified by faith alone in Romans and Galatians. But a faith that doesn't produce good works is not saving faith. That kind of faith cannot save. Remember our Lord, there's different kinds of faith. Remember our Lord's parable of the four soils? One man received the gospel with joy and believed for a time. But when the Christian life got hard, he fell away and abandoned it. Well, he was never really saved. There are people who like the gospel. You know, you want to go to heaven, you want to be forgiven, you want to have a happy life. But they're only superficial in their faith. This is what theologians call temporal faith. It's not saving faith. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are useful to the body. What doth it profit? Well, James is talking about justification, so why does he now suddenly start talking about charity? Well, because this is an illustration of what he's talking about faith and works. If a fellow Christian comes to someone who claims to be a very charitable person, a Christian is thinly dressed, hungry, and this man very kindly sends him away, telling him, get some warm clothes and a good meal, but doesn't actually do anything for him. Is he really charitable? He says he is, but is he? No, because he doesn't produce any works of charity. So, a person who says he has faith, but there's no evidence of good works, he's just showing that his faith is fake. Charity which doesn't produce works of charity is fake charity. Works, faith which doesn't produce works is fake faith. Or as James says, it's a dead faith. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Our confession says we're saved by faith alone, but it is a faith that is never alone, but always produces good works. A faith that doesn't produce a life of good works is a dead faith. It's a kind of faith, but it's dead. Just like the charity of the man who doesn't actually practice charity. Yea, a man may say that thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So this is the heart of James' argument. He's not talking about how your soul is justified before God. That's by faith alone. He's talking about evidence that you're justified. Show me. Provide evidence. You can't do that without works. A person who's saved becomes a different person. Been once said that when you get saved, even your dog notices a difference. Now I said faith is invisible, so how can you show faith without good works? Well, you can't. You can claim to have it, but if there's no evidence, then it's a fake faith. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. And this too shows that not all faith is saving faith. Even the devils have faith. They believe in God. Not just any God, they believe in the Holy Trinity. They were with him in heaven before they fell. And when Jesus confronted demons, they knew who he was. What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? Art thou come to torment us before our time? They recognized Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God. They believed that. They believe he's the coming judge. That's a sort of faith. But it's not saving faith. Some people say, well, you know, I don't go to church, but I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Well, okay. Your faith has risen to the faith of devils. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is a dead faith, not a living faith that really loves and trusts Jesus Christ and produces a Christian life. He says, oh, vain man. He says, the word means empty. He's empty of any real Christianity, any real faith. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Now St. James gives us the supreme example of a good work in obedience to God. when Abraham offered his son Isaac on the altar. It says this work justified him. Does that mean that's when he was saved? Well, the scripture tells us that Abraham was saved 30 years before he offered Isaac on the altar. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. That took place 30 years before offering Isaac. So for the last three decades, he's been a justified man and the friend of God, righteous in his sight with the righteousness of Christ imputed to him by faith alone, which he received before he ever did a single good work. But his supreme act of obedience in offering up Isaac 30 years later justified Abraham's faith in the sight of men. It was evidence par excellence of his faith. See as how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Abraham's faith produced this amazing work of obedience and gave strong evidence of his faith. The stronger your faith, the more numerous your good works, and the stronger your good works, because good works are the product of faith. I instituted a rule in this church long ago that for a man to become an officer in the church, he had to attend all the services of the church. He had to be a man of strong faith. I think that's what people expect of church officers. But how do you know he's a man of strong faith? By his works. Now, we would never say to a man, look, we're going to make you a deacon, but from now on, you have to come to church all the time. It's the other way around. They'll say, you come to church all the time. You're always active in the life of the church. So we think you're qualified to be an officer, because you show strong faith by your many works. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Now, as I said, this took place 30 years before, but by this act of obedience, this was the demonstration of what God had said 30 years ago. You see then that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. You're justified by faith alone in the eyes of God, but you're justified by works in the eyes of men. Your faith can only be justified by what you produce. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way. Now James gives another example from biblical history, Rahab the harlot, prostitute, saved, an ancestor of Jesus Christ. Rahab was saved when she put her trust in the God of Israel. When the spies came to her, she said, we have heard. Everybody's talking about this God of Israel, what he did in Egypt, all his wonders there, and how he delivered this people. She said, I want this God to be my God. And I want to be part of this people of God of the Old Testament church. That was the confession by which her soul was saved. But how do you know this confession was real? Because her works justified it. Her works declared that it was true. At great risk to herself, she hid and delivered the spies. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And a striking example, you see a body without a soul, or as the King James translators put in the margin, the spirit, very often their marginal translation is superior. So I don't know why that is, but because this Greek word is probably definitely the breath rather than spirit. A body without breath is dead. So is someone who says he has faith and doesn't have good works. You're saved by faith alone, but your works are the only evidence of that faith. Only your works justify your faith. Let us pray. We pray, O God, that we may be, as St. Paul said, a people zealous of good works. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Amen.